Shooting Star, Bob Dylan, A Tribute. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano. In January of 1961, Robert Allen Zimmerman unceremoniously dropped out of the University of Minnesota and headed for New York to meet his idol, folk troubadour Woody Guthrie, who lay afflicted with Huntington's disease. While regularly visiting the dying Guthrie, he began singing in Greenwich Village clubs using his stage name Bob Dylan, presumably taken from Welsh poet Dylan Thomas. Dylan quickly found himself embraced by the flourishing folk scene, eventually attracting the attention of legendary Columbia Records producer John Hammond, who previously discovered the likes of Billie Holiday, Pete Seeger, and Aretha Franklin. Many doubted the producer's choice, calling Dylan Hammond's folly, but as usual, the canny producer was right on the money. Within a few years, Dylan would explode, rocketing from folk minstrel to full-fledged cultural icon. His early works established Dylan as a powerfully poetic songwriter and the voice of a growing and aware youth culture. Songs such as Blowing in the Wind, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Masters of War, and The Times They Are A-Changin' transcended mere folk pop to become social anthems embraced by the civil rights movement and the ongoing protest against the Vietnam War. Dylan's flourishing artistry revolutionized popular music, inspiring young musicians to create works which elevate, inspire, and challenge. His introspective poetic lyrics saw his chart-topping hits morph into pieces of princely pop art. In the shadow of Like a Rolling Stone and It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding, groups such as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones began exploring the creative and artistic limits of rock while challenging and cultivating their own unique talents. In many ways, Dylan's real influence is best seen in the number of important artists that have covered his music. Jimi Hendrix, The Byrds, Eric Clapton, and Tom Petty are amongst the countless artists that have borrowed from the Dylan catalog. In fact, many big careers were made on Dylan's long coattails. Bob Dylan is without a doubt one of the 20th century's greatest musical storytellers, and arguably the most significant and influential figure in 60s rock. While Dylan's popularity never really diminished with each generation he touched, his significance seems somehow to have been missed by the younger generation, who ironically accept and revere the very groups that Dylan baptized. When Bob Dylan reluctantly agreed to sit down for this press conference in 1965, the assembled media had absolutely no idea what they were in for. First of all, it is very possible that Mr. Dylan's consciousness was colored by some unknown pharmaceutical. But beyond that, old Bob has never really borne fools gladly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?